Hi there. I'm Neil. For most of my life, I've been raised around the Unitarian Universalist community. I haven't always gone to this church. I also went to one in Virginia for a while. And over this time, you all have become a family to me. It is not to this day uncommon for a member of our congregation to approach me in the hall and exclaim, "Neil, I can remember seeing you when you were this tall." Which is nice, because it presents an opportunity for me to learn a name. Because I have a terrible memory. Honestly, I apologize, but if you don't talk to me at least on a monthly basis, and you approach me to strike up a conversation or compliment my shirt or something, there's an 80% chance that I have no clue what your name is. But there are a number of people in this congregation who have made large impacts in my life, and I will never forget their names. I'm going to list just a few of them now, and if I don't say your name, and you think to yourself, "Hey, I've done a lot for that kid," please know that I know and I appreciate all that you've done for me, but I can't list everyone in the congregation, even if I wish I could. That being said, Sabrina Smith has been one of the most impactful people to me from this church. She supported me and was always there for me when I hit some rough patches in my life, and there isn't a single time that I see her that I don't get a big hug. Dick Menzer, while we don't speak nearly enough, Dick has helped me immensely with my future and my ability to go wherever I want to. Karen Butler has been one of my best friends. Ever since I started attending the youth group, I have considered Karen to be one of the best people I know. She has always been a go-to person when I need a favor or some advice, and I'll always appreciate her. And finally, the Heralds, Jeff and Marie. They have been some of the funniest, kindest people to me over the years. I haven't seen them in a while, but I know that if I ever need them for any reason, they'll be there for me. And similar things can be said about every person in this congregation, because that's the kind of environment that we've created here together. One of kindness and compassion. I can't thank you all enough for this. And I'm going to be moving to Utah in the summer, which is going to be tough, but I know that I'm ready because of this congregation and how you all have helped prepare me for such an incredible journey. Thank you.